changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Today we're going to talk about compassion. We're going to talk about the power of compassion. You know, Buddhism is not really, as I've said many, many times, it was never meant to be a religion. The Buddha did not consider himself divine. He just considered himself awake. That was the term he used, which we consider that to be enlightened. But Buddhism is more of a psychology. Now, the interesting thing is it's a psychology of happiness and healthiness, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And think about this, all right? Now, so if Buddhism is about putting your mind in the right direction, which it really is, it's about acquiring wisdom, which is knowledge that you apply. And it's getting a little windy here. I'm becoming very conscious of that. With Buddhism, might have to do this. This might be better. Anyway, Buddhism is about training your mind for happier living. Isn't it interesting that the Buddha spent so much time talking about compassion? Think about that. If you went to a therapist, if you went to a psychiatrist, psychologist, family, marriage counselor, whatever, and you went in and you had these problems, you know, I have issues with my husband, my daughter, my wife, my child, my people at work, whatever. It's always interpersonal relationships, typically, or it's stuff that's going on in our own heads or our own lives, but it's stuff that's going on inside of us. Now imagine you go to see your therapist and your therapist listens, and then leans forward and says, be more compassionate. Wow, I think that's the first time I've laughed in a month that felt good. Be compassionate. What is compassion? The dictionary defines compassion thusly. Compassion is a keen awareness of the suffering of another, coupled with a strong desire to see it relieved. Let me see if I can say that exactly the same again. It is a keen awareness of the suffering of another person or animal or being, coupled with a strong desire to see it relieved. Now, let's break that down. A keen awareness of the suffering of another. I was aware for many, many years of the suffering of people on the continent of Africa in certain segments for different reasons. Poverty, mostly. Lack of water. Medical care, lack of medical care. So I went over there to Africa. I led a group of people, 18 people. Everybody paid their own way. We raised money to get supplies, and we went over and helped build a hospital. I talked about this yesterday, I think. Well, I now have a more keen awareness of their suffering. Before I knew about it, it is one thing to know it, and it is another to experience it. And so, I've told you about the show before, BoJack Horseman, which started out as really good satire, but then it got really dark on Netflix. And in it, several of the characters, they're in the motion picture or the entertainment industry, and they're getting together, and one of them says, they're talking about somebody who died or something that happened, something like that. And one of them goes, oh, we send out our thoughts and prayers. And everybody goes, thoughts and prayers. And then something else, and they go, thoughts and prayers, thoughts and prayers. All right, that's having an awareness of the suffering of another, okay? That is having an awareness. A keen awareness means that you fully embrace and understand the pain the person's going through. I told you that when this breakup started, I was processing with some very good friends. And in the process of processing, I remembered that they have a son who has a very rare form of cancer, and their son has a couple of children, and his prognosis is months, maybe years. And then I was talking to another friend, and he was telling me that the dog that he's loved for a decade and a half is at the end of his life. All of a sudden, I had a keen awareness of these people suffering. A keen awareness of these people suffering. So interestingly, Buddhism is about becoming happier, living a better life for ourselves, really, because we enjoy life more. And it prescribes compassion, having a keen awareness of the suffering of others. What would we do if we had a keen awareness of the suffering of others? We'd probably be more humble. We'd be more grateful. We'd have a feeling of the preciousness of what we do have, rather than complaining and bitching about what we don't have. We'd be grateful that we only have our particular challenge, as opposed to someone else's challenge. Do you see the power in compassion as a mental exercise? Having a keen awareness. Now, this doesn't mean reading the news. This morning, before I could even avoid the news, I saw that someone shot Lady Gaga's dog walker and stole her dogs. Okay? I feel really sad for the dog walker. I feel compassion for the dog walker, Lady Gaga. I even feel compassion for the people who would feel driven to do that. And that's the hard part. Because it all comes back to hurt people hurt people. When someone is hurting, they're more likely to hurt other people. So that's half of compassion, a keen awareness of the suffering of others. Why? Teaches us humility and forces us to be grateful. The other half is, and don't get caught up on this one, because I'm going to explain it to you, coupled with a strong desire to see that suffering relieved. Let me say that again. A strong desire to see that suffering relieved. I once saw a character, it was in a play or in a book or something like that. I forget where I saw it, but it was a bad person, obviously. And by the way, if you ever want to know who's a good person or a bad person on a show, if they're using an Apple product, they can't be a bad person, because it's in the contract that entertainment contracts, that anyone who uses an Apple phone cannot lower the, I forget how it is, lower the brand value for having used it. So the only good guys. So if you're wondering who's the good guy, and by the way, I'm using an iPhone. So the second half of compassion, a keen awareness of the suffering of another coupled with a strong desire to see it relieved. This character in this show said something along the lines of, they were being asked to give money to a charity for children in Africa. And they said, if the children wanted an education, they would have been smart enough not to have born in Africa in the first place. Or if they were smart enough to get an education, they would have been smart enough to know not to be born in Africa in the first place. Okay. That's horrible. I get that. And that is to know the suffering of others and really just don't give a damn. When we want to see other people's suffering relieved, it puts us in a place of parity with other people, if that makes sense. P-A-R-I-T-Y. It puts us on parity with other people. It also, again, reinforces that gratitude when we know that someone else is suffering. Now, does this mean that we drop everything that we've got and we go and we give? Not necessarily. Does it mean that we get involved in every little thing that we see? No. The other night, some people were giving fresh water to a manatee, which is something you should never do. And there were dozens of people around there. Now, you're not supposed to do that because it attracts the manatees to the bay, into the marina where the propellers are. And all of these manatee have huge scars on their backs. And I chose to let that pass. The suffering there was all of these people in my mind. I think that they knew that this was the wrong thing. And I didn't really see that in that moment it was my, I was not going to convince anyone. We need to remember that all people are suffering, that it takes a hurt person to hurt people. And that's sometimes the hardest thing, is to forgive ourselves and to forgive other people, to have compassion, to want to see our suffering and the suffering of others relieved. So, if you've got an ex, and most of us do, or if you've got someone who's hurt you or broken your heart, if you carry around that desire that that person somehow suffer, it is you that's suffering. Teddy's now all upset because somebody who works for the Parks Department has shown up and he's got to come over here and get soothed. It's you who's suffering. You get that, right? So I want you to think about it. I want you to think about who's suffering in this world and who's suffering right now. And I truly want you to develop a key. He does this all the time. His goal is to get between me and my phone. A keen awareness of the suffering of others, coupled with a sincere desire, a strong desire, to see it relieved. Think of who's struggling. Think of who's suffering today in this world. There's a lot of people. Oh my God. There are people who don't know how they're going to pay their bills. There are people who don't know what the future's going to be like. There are people who are getting COVID vaccines but are still being told they've got to wear masks. They're talking that, you know, originally we were told 3 to 6 weeks, and now it looks like this could stretch on for another year with wearing masks. Who knows? Now, there's a lot of suffering, friends. So one of the ways to make your suffering less is to be compassionate. Today I want to invite you to do a compassion exercise. All right? I want you to do a compassion exercise. I want you to write down a list of the people you know that are suffering. Make a list of the people who are suffering. And then make a list of why you would like to see their suffering relieved. Just pick 5 or 10 people. And what you'll notice is you will have activated one of the things that happy people do. And I write about this in my book, Happy This Year. Happy people actually compare themselves to other people. But not in a, I'm better than you way. It's, wow, I guess I actually am a little bit more blessed than you are. And that creates happiness. Remember, the purpose of Buddhism is happiness. It's about not being attached. And it's about having compassion for yourself and others. The Buddha said that by the way, I wouldn't consider myself a Buddhist, although I would say I'm becoming one. The Buddha would say that the nature of life is suffering. And the purpose of Buddhism is to still somehow enjoy as much of that life as we can and suffer as little as we can. And one of the ways we get there, believe it or not, is compassion. Compassion. Having compassion for other people makes us happy. So, I know right now that I'm not the only one who's going through a breakup. I know one of you is. I also know that another one of you have lost your job. I know that another one of you is struggling with depression. And I know that at least one of you has even thought about suicide. I know that you've had estrangement, some of you, from your children. I know that some of you have recently lost your parents. I feel the pain that you have, and I want to see it relieved. I want you to be at peace. One of the most powerful prayers I hear and repeated whenever I expose myself to Buddhism is, may all beings be happy and free. May all beings be happy and free. Have compassion for yourself. Have a keen awareness of the suffering that you're going through, just because of pandemic fatigue, just because of somewhat quarantining, just because you can't travel, just because you can't get out in the sun like me, whatever. Have a keen awareness of your suffering and a strong desire to see it relieved. And that will motivate you to do things, little things and big things, that get you through this until we're all down here together in Key Largo. All right? That's our vision, right? Right here in this park, we're all going to be here. We're going to do the event at the Marriott, and it's quarter of a mile walk, eighth of a mile. It's not far. You can do it in 10, 15 minutes. Anyway, let's see what all of you have to say. Be sure and do what I ask right now, and that is share. Click share. Share this, would you please? All right, let me go back and read some of your comments. It says, watching. Eric is here. Rochelle is here. Give us another comment before you pass, and please click share.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high. Complaint-free world, no more.